And on the line now, I have our friend Madeleine Ebbs from DCC North. Good morning, Madeleine.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. Strange times we're living in, Madeleine. And
stranger by the day, John.
Yeah. And I believe most or all of the Dublin City Council's Halloween festivities have been cancelled or put online. Do you want to fill us in a bit?
Well, obviously, because of COVID restrictions, anything that would have attracted crowds or gatherings, we've had to knock on the head, and that wasn't by choice, obviously. Because, as you know, over the past few years, doing these events was to curtail and try and stamp out antisocial, destructive behaviour. And recent reports over the years would show that we were actually winning the battle. And so COVID has come at a bad time now, because we feel in City Council that we were starting to get a handle on how to keep people occupied, you know, and that's gone this year, unfortunately.
Yeah, and it's going to, you'll probably see an increase now in unsupervised bonfires, for example.
Well, we certainly hope not, and City Council has been working their backsides off over the last few weeks. They're out, like when we're all in our beds, they're out at 5-6 o'clock in the morning and collecting all the stockpile stuff. People don't see this, but the City Council are just working flat out, trying to do everything to alleviate any potential dangerous fires on the night. But we can only do what we can do, and obviously we need the help and the assistance of the general public, you know, to assist us. And if they see anything, that they do need to report it to the City Council, to the Gardaí, and shops and factories, we also need to come on board and not to be handing out stuff to youth for the purpose of building bonfires.
Yeah, and people can ring in DCC and report stockpiles. And
yes, and the easiest number to remember is the 01 and the 72. Or if you're near a computer, you can just email customerservices@dublincity.ie. Or ring your local if there's anything you see untoward happening in your area, to ring your local Garda station.
Okay, and as you said, they're out there all hours of the morning gathering up all this stuff. Is there a lot?
You know, City Council people seem to, we sometimes do, you know, at the end of the firing squad for people, but City Council, and I've been, you know, in particular over the last few months, how hard everybody has worked to try and stay on top of things and make things as normal in life for people as possible.
Okay, is there anything happening at all for Halloween that we should look at?
Well, we do have a little surprise, and we only actually went public with this yesterday, and we're trying something new, innovative, fresh and creative. And it's a lighting show. Destination won't be revealed to anybody, but this lighting show, as I say, it's a pilot. We're hoping, we're pretty sure it's going to reach a radius from the Artane Whitehall area, which is our district there in North Central area, and my own area, in fact. We're hoping it will reach up to a 3-mile radius, and it should cover all the pool at Kilmore, up as far as Santry, down to Collins Avenue, and everything in between. So we need people from around 6 o'clock on Halloween night just to glance up at the sky, and hopefully they'll be treated to some spectacular lighting.
Yeah, that'll be something now for the children and the young people to look forward to, because I don't think there'll be much knocking on doors.
No, trick-or-treating is probably going to be hit on the head this year as well. I do know it. Most of the areas, people are making up goodie bags and handing them in to the parents in a lot of the areas.
Yeah.
But I've had a few phone calls, people ask me, like, is there anything we can do? So, as I say, just since yesterday, we've been telling people about this lighting show. But you should be able to see anywhere. It's going to go on a kind of, what way did your man describe it? On a loop. So it will be looped every 2 minutes in the direction of all the different areas from the Artane Cool at Whitehall area. So if you just have your kids, maybe just keep their eye on the sky, and hopefully they'll enjoy what we're bringing to them this year. As I say, pilot, we haven't tried before, you know, so it's something new for us as well.
Yeah, that's great. That's something, as I said. Now, other things that normally are going on, I don't know whether they're still going on. For instance, your Stardust Walk, is that still going ahead with social distancing?
Stardust, started walk is, it's still going ahead for people who are comfortable to come out and walk up in the park. Obviously, there's people are very stringent about sticking to the rules about not travelling over the 5K, and they don't want to be in groups. But the thing about started walk, it's like any other park. There's people out walking, and it just means you're going to meet some of your friends. They have all been very careful and very good about sticking to the 2 metre distance rule. Some of them actually wear masks. And it really is the only thing that's sort of going on for people in the area. And especially our older people, a lot of their classes, gym classes, music classes, they've all been cancelled. So the one thing they do have to look forward to is they're able to see a friend on a Tuesday walking around the park.
Yeah, and there'll be social distancing and all that. And it's very, very important to keep your exercise going.
Well, you know, everybody has seen that from all aspects of social media, from the TV. They're telling you, you know, to make sure you exercise and, you know, don't lock yourself inside the house and be afraid to get out, because you need to be out in the air, you need to be in the sunshine, you just don't need to be mixing and putting yourself in any danger. But you see it yourself, the parks are absolutely packed with people walking around, and you know, I think in general people are being very good and very careful and sticking to the rules. So
the majority of people are no doubt about it. So anyway, that light show, that's happening from 6 o'clock onwards on Halloween night. So that's something to look forward to.
And we're hoping it's going to be a success, because keeping the climate change in mind, we would like to be moving away from fireworks completely. So this is a much safer option. And the company we're using are QLX Lighting, who we've used in this spectacular event, which happened for the past 5 years down in Merino Crescent, down in the park down there. And they're a very professional company. And they certainly deliver on what they say they will. And the guys are really great to work with. And they want this to work as well. And hopefully it will mean more work for them in the future as well.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's something in this the mad times we're living in. Is there anything else you'd like to mention or you'd like to add, Madeleine?
Well, to go on the Dublin City Council, to go on their website, there's a lot of interactive stuff happening all over Halloween. They can go in and the website will lead them to different sites where, you know, things are happening, because a lot of the City Council community staff have worked really hard on getting some interactive stuff going via whatever devices you have to use in your house, you know. So do check out the City Council website. There will be a lot of stuff that people can tune in online to.
What is the website, Madeleine?
Sorry?
What's the website? Is it dcc.ie?
Just go into Dublin City Council, into their website, and it will lead you into the different things that are happening over Halloween.
Okay, Madeleine, listen, thanks very much for taking the call. And as I said, that's...
No, not at all. And again, just to mention to people, stay safe. If they see anything, any stockpiling, do report to the City Council. But above all, just stay safe and stay well, so we can all do things maybe properly next year, please God. And enjoy the light show.
Yeah. Okay, listen, thanks very much, Madeleine.
No worries. Thanks for talking to John. God bless.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.